Is it only terrorists that we're worried about? Is that the only threat that is worth our attention? We are witnessing a collision between our civilization and the earth. Properly understood, this is a planetary emergency. The problem is worse than the scientific community thought it was even 10 years ago, significantly worse. The solutions are more accessible than people ever thought they were. This, we can do this. A Nobel Prize winner at Princeton, Robert Sokolow and his colleague, did a much commented on study this last year ago, saying we already have everything we need to solve this problem in the near term. We have technologies like hybrids and wind and solar, and let's stop denigrating them and start bringing the cost down by building in quantity. We have a bright future if we do it. Here's what they said. Okay, here is where we are now in the U.S. This is business as usual, this amount of carbon emissions. If we just have more electricity, end-use efficiency, we cut it by that much. Vehicle efficiency by that much. If we also have other transport efficiency, we cut it by that much. Renewables by that much. Carbon sequestration by that much. With known technologies, we can reduce our emissions below 1970 levels. Now, the rest of the world is acting. The Kyoto Treaty has been ratified by all these countries. Among the industrial countries, there are only two that have not ratified: Australia and the United States. But cities are taking the lead in the United States. 157 mayors have announced their support of Kyoto. And thank you, Gavin Newsom. Final point, and this is the most important point of all. Are we capable of doing this? Do we have what it takes? There are always people who say a big change is going to be too hard. They said that about giving women the right to vote. They said that about segregation. I remember when polio was incurable, but we found a cure for polio. How many times have we all used the metaphor of if we can land a man on the moon, if we can bring communism down, if we can tear down the Berlin Wall, if we can end apartheid and set Mandela free? We have even solved a global environmental crisis already. This is NASA's depiction of the stratospheric ozone hole, okay? They said we couldn't solve that because it's global and it's everywhere. But we took the lead in passing a treaty, phasing out CFCs. Business resisted. Some business leaders said, we're going to do it. And they made money by being the first adopters. The U.S. took the lead. The rest of the nations followed, and we're well on the way to solving that problem. So now we have to use our political institutions. The one thing we lack is political will. But political will is a renewable resource in our country. In our democracy, we can have political will. But we have to have the right perspective.